This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now back to the Zach Gelb Show.
It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. NBA All-Star Weekend is here. And now joining us on the hotline, does a tremendous job covering the NBA for Grizzlies TV and also NBA TV. And he did play in the association from 1997 to 2009. And that's Brevin Knight here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Brevin, thanks for the time. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. So I understand it's Valentine's Day and you spent it with your wife earlier today at the movies. What movie did you see?
Yeah, we went and saw The Photograph. It was a really good movie that, of course, me being the non-movie guy I am, I went to sleep. So that is our normal movie-going agenda. I find the movie, I get popcorn and a slushie, I watch half the movie, and then I go to sleep.
Very romantic on Valentine's Day. Your wife was okay with you falling asleep in the movie?
That's why she chooses the movie. She just needs me to go with her, but she doesn't really care if I watch.
Well, you have a special woman there, because I know if I fell asleep in the movie theater, I would get a pocketbook to the face, I think.
After 19 years, soon to be 20, I think it is what it is at this point.
Brevin Knight here with us on the show, played in the NBA from 1997 to 2009. What has it been like to cover Ja Morant this year?
It's been fun. It's the first thing. And then it's also forced me to see the game a little bit differently, because now I am able to see a point guard with the vision and the foresight that I like to have when I play the game and see it in person, but see it with a flair. And so it's been enjoyable. It's been fun not just to see the highlight plays, but it's also fun to watch him continue to learn what it takes to be a leader on his basketball team. So I've enjoyed every night, and I am and blessed and have the privilege to be able to take him in every night.
And it's so cool when you have two young players on a team dominating like Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson are. I know for Jackson nationally, he's not getting the buzz, you know, compared to Morant, because Morant is right out of the league, you know, rookie, has been unbelievable for them. But give us a little perspective on Jaren Jackson, because, you know, he's been a big-time part of that team too.
Well, Jaren is probably one of your better young two-way players that you have in the game as a big, and his versatility is probably his biggest asset on the offensive end. He shoots the three as well as any big guy does in the league. He puts the ball on the floor and handles it like a guard out on the floor, and then he also has the ability to post up, so he can hurt you in multiple ways. And on the offensive ends, what he's come to be known for, what his reputation was built on, was blocking shots. And early on in his career, he just struggled with staying out of foul trouble while going to block shots. But since probably around December or so, his defense is really what has made us be a good basketball team from that point. And he's done a great job at defending the middle, doing a good job of when he switched pick and rolls, of keeping guards in front, and when he's contesting shots, staying out of foul trouble. So he's one of those young guys that plays the game the right way. He's the difference between he and Ja is that he's not a highlight waiting to happen all the time, but his game definitely dictates and has a huge imprint on our wins and losses.
Talking to Brevin Knight right now on CBS Sports Radio. Zion Williamson has played 10 games. He's been unbelievable. People are starting to make the Rookie of the Year case for him. I don't get how you could give it to Zion when Morant's been playing the entire season.
Yeah, I don't either. And the thing with Morant is he's been able to put up the numbers. He's been able to create the highlight plays. His team is winning. And I think at the end of the day, when you're able to get your team over the hump in terms of wins and losses, especially when they're not supposed to win or this is supposed to be a growth year, then that continues to keep him in the front runner position for that Rookie of the Year. But it's expected that you want to create some type of running match there. And so the match between Zion, give him credit. He's come out and had big games for New Orleans and has created a lot of buzz around them. There's no denying what his talent is, but there's also no denying what Ja has been able to do individually but also team-wise.
When Andre Iguodala got traded and then he went to The Athletic and said, I never stated that I didn't want to play with the Grizzlies, how did you react to that?
Well, it wasn't, to me, I always took it as what it was from the beginning. It was an agreement that they made before the season started when the deal was made that they would try to find a more playoff-ready championship, more so ready team than what we were going to be putting together. And so that's, as long as at the beginning everybody knew what the situation was, then I was fine with it. If there was an opportunity for him to play with us, to come back to the team, then I think the door would have been open for him to come back. And if he wanted to be on the team and contribute and play, I think they would not have balked at that in any way. But it went the way it did. And you know, at this point, we wish him the best. And this team just continues to move forward.
With this team, with the Grizzlies, they've been a nice surprise story this year. We cover Ja Morant, we cover Jaren Jackson, and the fallout from the Andre Iguodala situation. How about the first-year head coach in Taylor Jenkins? Because it seems like no one's talking about him.
Well, we talk about him a lot because he is, with the way that the organization has put together the roster and then bringing him on and his staff, that is the beginnings of why this team is in the position that they're in. He's come in and done a great job of tempering how much he gives to the guys. He never wanted to overload them or stress them. And the style of play is conducive to what today's players are. So he's done a good job of being a communicator. And I think we always say as NBA coaches, 80% of it is communication, 20% is X and O's. And the X and O's, they've continued to make the adjustments necessary to get guys in positions to play. But he has been able to get across the message of playing together, playing hard every night. And it's a family atmosphere that they play under. So it's been fun to watch him be able to have his message and his playing style come across to the guys, and they take it in.
When we look around the rest of the league as we're talking to Brevin Knight, I think the best story in the NBA right now has been what Nick Nurse and the Toronto Raptors are doing. They win the championship last year. We all know they lose Kawhi. And to be where they are at the All-Star break, it's just unreal to see what they're doing right now.
It is unreal, and it's just a credit to their player development. I think where Pascal Siakam has come from in his game, and they always, I think for them, they felt comfortable with his trajectory that when they did lose Kawhi, that they still felt as though they had a competitive basketball team. I think Kyle Lowry now has had a chance to go back to his old self, to be aggressive offensively, to score physically. He looks like he's in a good place, and so you combine those guys with the rest of the pieces that they're able to put around. And it's a deep basketball team. It's a club that's been together for a long time now. And so the ability to have the players to go out and compete on a nightly basis, but also to have the understanding of where each other will be, what it takes to win basketball games. They've been through that fire together. So to see them win, I think they won 15 in a row. I mean, that's just a credit to how important they take every game. It's not, there is no game off, and that's just the championship mentality that they have.
To get to the finals, if you had to make a pick right now out of the East, do you go the Bucks or the field?
I would go with the Bucks. I just think that, number one, Giannis is that good. But I really believe that Chris Middleton, when asked to do more, can give you more on a consistent basis. I think you see that. He's able to put up those all-star numbers. And I just think they have the versatility. They can play big if they need to. They can size down and play small if they have to. They can put you into a predicament where you have to try to match them if you're going to go small. They have shooters on the perimeter. So, and everybody talks about their depth. They don't have the big-name guys, but you don't have that big-name people to win. They have enough of a team atmosphere and a team mentality. And then they have enough talent within that they can go out and beat teams in a seven-game series.
We were throwing around this topic as we're talking to Brevin Knight. Does a great job. Grizzlies TV and NBA TV, of course, played in the NBA from 97 to 2009. We were chatting earlier in the show about who the best point guard is in the NBA. Who do you go with right now, Brevin?
Oh, man. There are so many guys that attack the position in different ways. And, I throw our guy out against anybody. And at the end of the day, I've been a Chris Paul fan forever. And until he stops playing, that's when I'll stop being a fan. It's just I believe that he combines the best of what you can get out of a pro, which is a guy that understands how to get the most out of people, still stays on top of his body and his own individual game, and there's results in what he does. He changes your culture in some way. And Oklahoma City came in with, they just figured, oh, this is a team that they're throwing together. He might not beat it, he will. And then they come out and they're solidly in the playoffs in the West. So I see it differently. So for me, Chris Paul to me still is what I say is what point guard should be.
If you had to pick between Lillard or Westbrook, who do you go with?
Oh man, I would. It may say go with Lillard just because he can give you that game winning shot from anywhere on the floor, and I think he just has that spirit about him to be able to make those shots. No knock on Westbrook. He's what he's been able to do with turning down the notion of having to be a 3-point shooter like everyone else, but playing his game. He looks like the old Westbrook, but I would take Lillard's shot-making ability late in games. I think just puts him just a notch above for me.
Staying in the Western Conference, as Brevin Knight is with us on the Zach Gelb Show. We know it's the race with the Lakers and the Clippers. You have the groin injury now with Paul George. Is health just going to be the determining factor of this one? Because I look at the Clippers, I think they have more depth defensively, but it's also tough to bet against LeBron and Anthony Davis. This could be a fun one between those two teams.
Well, it'll be fun. The problem for the Clippers is they've had injuries all year, and they're doing their maintenance situations to get ready for the end of the year. But if you have no type of cohesion of guys playing together long enough to understand where one another is on the floor, then I'm always going to give the team that has had the most time together when you have the same amount of talent. And so when you put those two teams together, the big difference becomes there's one team that has played, will have played an entire season together to get to know one another, and then there's another team in the Clippers that have had to piecemeal and play here and there and not really have their main guys on the floor. So the fear for the Clippers is They'll have guys that can do it, but will they know how to do it together, especially in crunch time and winning time?
Last one for you, Brevin. The Basketball Hall of Fame 2020 finalists have been announced. The list is Kim Mulkey, Barbara Stevens, Rudy Tomjanovich, Eddie Sutton, Tamika Catchings, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, and then the late, great Kobe Bryant. We're still in mourning and reacting to the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, and then also the seven other people that did pass away in the tragic helicopter accident. Can you give us a story of two on Kobe and what he did mean to you?
Well, I think he meant to me like he meant to all of us that had the opportunity to play against him, especially for the duration of a career, which was he was the ultimate competitor. And so you always, when it was your opportunity to be on the floor with him, you wanted to show that you were as much of a competitor as he was. And I kind of just tell the story that it was a couple years into my career and we were about to play them, and he pulls me to the side and he says, I've been watching you play and I appreciate the effort and how hard you play the game. You'll have a good career. And so for me to hear that from somebody that I at that point looked up to as being the best of our generation and the best in the game to play it inspired me to keep going that way. So I think he was an inspiration in different ways for different people, but at the end of the day, I think everybody just took away his the heart that he played with, and whatever he put his mind to, he was going to do it to 100%. And so I think that's what I leave with from him, is that whatever I put my mind to, if I'm going to do it, then do it to the fullest. Don't second guess it. Don't cut it short in any way, and don't cheat the game in any way. And so, that hopefully his family and then the families of the others that deceased in that crash all find some level of peace within themselves.
Brevin Knight, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.